In a world of conflicting values, when questions are more common than answers, God's Word provides everything we need to live a God-centered, truth-driven life. Now, here's the Word for Life broadcast, brought to you by Brookside Baptist Church.
Well, good morning. Thank you for joining us for another broadcast of the Word for Life. My name is Ken Keltner, pastor at Brookside, with Pastor Wade Coolin, who's our administrative pastor. So,
good morning.
Good to have you with us, Pastor Wade. Look forward to our study. We're going to be moving on into Joshua and get into chapter 16 here, as we've been studying about one man primarily in the last several sessions, that being Caleb. But before we do, Pastor Wade, why don't you share a little bit of what's happening here at Brookside?
Well, we have our regular services on Sunday, 9 and 10:15 have identical services, and Sunday school classes also during those times as well. 7 o'clock, and by the way, we're working through the book of the epistle of 1 Corinthians, and Pastor's been dealing with each of these issues that come up in this book, this epistle, that seem to reflect themselves in individuals' lives and even church lives. So this has been very helpful and applicable to us. On Sunday nights at 6 o'clock, we've been praising through the Psalms. So come out as we treat a psalm, and we find its message to the children of Israel, but also its application to believers here and now. Wednesday, we have a whole slate of opportunities for discipleship for children, teens, adults. We have several adult classes, seasons of parenting, and also instruments in the hands of a redeemer. And then we also have a marriage enrichment class. By the way, for children on Sunday evening from 5:45 till 7:15, we have the AWANA program, AWANA, Approved Workmen Are Not Ashamed. And it's a Bible memory time and discipleship time, and it's great for children. I hope that you'll be out. And I must not forget, on Wednesday, too, we have a teen meeting as well. So we have something for the entire family all of the time. So you'll find a warm greeting and a blessing as you come and visit and attend Brookside Baptist Church. We're also looking forward to tomorrow, Saturday morning, bright and early, 7:30, is going to be our Faithful Men's Meeting. And this Saturday is going to be our breakfast. And we've been working through Proverbs chapter 6, verses 16 through 19. And we've been taking a phrase, looking at the six things, actually seven things that the Lord hates. And not only looking at what the Lord hates, but the converse of that, what the Lord loves. And this Saturday, we'll be looking at feet that are swift in running to evil. So we'll be touching on that and its opposite as well. So we encourage all you men and teenage boys to come out at 7:30 for Faithful Men.
It's always a good breakfast, too. They do a great job. Chapter 16 and 17 of Joshua, we're going to see some tragic trends starting to take place, just constant disobedience. If you could just read verse 10 of chapter 16 of Joshua, it really kind of gives us a good picture.
And they did not drive out the Canaanites who dwelt in Gezer, but the Canaanites dwelt among the Ephraimites to this day and have become forced laborers.
You know, God's way is always right. And our response will either please God or displease God. You can be 99% obedient to what God wants, and you're still 100% disobedient. That God wants all of it. He wants us totally in. And over our last few studies of Joshua, the focus has been on a man of God that spied out the land some 45 years earlier. His name was Caleb. He had to have faith and patience to wait for this time to be able now to come in and take the land. And Caleb's testimony is a simple one. He trusted God, and in his life we see the essence of what true faith is. Let me just, before we move on, just give you some practical lessons how I believe we can follow the faith and the conqueror-like faith of a Caleb, and we can have victory in our lives. Can I tell you, no matter what giants you might be facing out there, you remember David faced a giant, Goliath, But we know a whole lot about who he was before he even did, you know, this miraculous work of God in defending the name of our God and taking down Goliath. He was obedient. He did exactly what his father asked him to do. But facing giants can be an intimidating experience. You look and you see how Caleb conquered and took possession. I mean, for thousands, 4,000 plus years earlier, there easily could have been fear, even with the eyes of faith. But Caleb had experienced how big God is. Kids sing it, "My God is so big, so strong, and so mighty." So not only facing giants is intimidating, but doing battle is a lonely experience. No one else can do the fight for you. It's you and the Lord. And your giant is your giant.
Mm-hmm.
People might say, "Oh, don't worry about it." But you're looking at a giant. It's lonely and it's hard. And that's why you need to embrace and walk in victorious faith and trust God. And I'm telling you, when you trust God, it is a stabilizing experience for you. It seems like Caleb did not really have any jitters, does it? Just like he went in, he took care of more than one giant. And if you try to tackle the giant in the flesh, I'm going to tell you, you're not going to get it done. You're going to lose every time. But friends, I'm telling you, if we spend our time on our knees, it's remarkable how stable you can be. Prayer is hard work. I think it was Martin Luther who said, the first 5 minutes of prayer is the toughest. And the last 5 minutes, you don't want to quit. You just want to keep on praying. Trusting God, calling on Him, it will help stabilize your faith. And then finally, conquering and winning victories is memorable. Write them down when were able to see how God worked. I tell, Pastor White, I tell parents of teenagers and children all the time, let them see the God we serve is real. There is reality in serving and worshiping Him. We prayed for this, and look what God did. Write those down. Share those with your family and with your children, your grandchildren. God wants us to be people who remember all the way through here with the children of Israel coming out of the wilderness journeys. He wanted some memorials set up so they would never forget. It's so easy for us to forget to remember. So let me encourage you in that way. There's a book written by Edward Welch entitled When People Are Big and God is Small. In his captivating book, he gives three basic reasons why we fear people. First of all, we fear people because they can expose and humiliate us. Secondly, we fear people because they can reject, ridicule, or even despise us. And finally, he said we fear people because they can attack, oppress, threaten, or even kill us. He went on to say that these three reasons have one thing in common. They see people as bigger, that's meaning more powerful, more significant than God. And out of the fear, it and what it creates in us, we give other people the power to tell us what to feel, think, and do. Proverbs 29:25 simply says, the fear of man brings a snare, a trap, but whoever trusts in the Lord shall be safe. So friends, I'm going to tell you, it's just as important to trust God as it is to obey Him.
Mm-hmm.
When we disobey God, we defy His authority and we despise His holiness. Remember, He called us to that, be ye holy for I am holy. That's an Old Testament and a New Testament imperative. But when we fail to trust God, we doubt His sovereignty and we question His goodness. And the devil always wants us to doubt that our God is good. And yet David in Psalm 34:8 says, oh, taste and see the Lord is good. He did that at a very difficult time in his life. And in a difficult point of life, he still saw how good God is. When I think of, you know, my salvation, Pastor Wade, I'm thankful for God's goodness that He's offered this wonderful gift of salvation, knowing I can eternally live with Him one day. And He offered it through His Son, Jesus.
Isn't it wonderful, too, that the Lord saves us and knows what He's getting? You know, we still bumble and tumble and fumble, and yet He still loves us, and we can go to Him and find cleansing and restoration, and He can set us back up on our feet again. What a wonderful God we serve.
And then He's working to sanctify us, to conform, you know, chipping off those rough edges of our life to conform us to the image of His dear Son. Mm. God views our distrust of him as seriously as he views our disobedience. Listen to what the psalmist says about this in reference to the children of Israel in Psalm 78. Yes, they spoke against God. They said, can God prepare a table in the wilderness? Behold, he struck the rock so that the waters gushed out and the streams overflowed. Can he give bread also? Can he provide meat for his people? Therefore the Lord heard this and was furious. So a fire was kindled against Jacob, and anger also came up against Israel, because they did not believe in God and did not trust in his salvation. I'm telling you, it's not only the obedience, friends, it's trusting him. I hate to say it, but we start to see some attitudes that 10 of the 12 spies had as they spied out the land some 45 years earlier. And this attitude was, thanks, but no thanks. It can't be done. We can maybe go halfway with you, God, but we can't go all the way. And the children of Israel, as we're going to see over the next several sessions here, are going to be confronted with difficult barriers as they seek to take possession of the land. I mean, what a great example Joshua has already been to them. What a wonderful example Caleb has been to the children of Israel. And you remember when he confronted five kings, Joshua, he told Israel, do not be afraid, do not be discouraged, be strong and courageous. His confidence was coupled with his own obedience, as it must be, and he personally, Joshua himself, slew the five kings with the sword. And through his leadership, Joshua had left one of the grandest and greatest of legacies. Just serve the Lord and obey him. Watch what I'm doing. And so, in the next weeks, we're going to cover Joshua chapter 16 and 17. And these chapters are specifically covering the giving of the land on the west side of the Jordan. And the most important of the 12 tribes, Judah, and then Ephraim, and half the tribe of Manasseh. And can I tell you that God is always right in what he asks us to do. His word is truth. We're told Jesus, when he was praying, he said, Father, sanctify them through thy word. Thy word is truth. In John 16, the Spirit of God is truth. In John 14, 6, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth. 1 Timothy chapter 3, the church is to be the example of truth, of the word of God. And so, friends, truth is personified in God. And so for that reason, I can tell you truth is not dead because God's not dead. And so God's way is always right. And our response is either going to please God or it's going to displease God. So I hope you'll be able to join us as we get into this very interesting study of this 99% obedience is really 100% disobedience. They were not true to do exactly all that God told them to do. May we do and live as God has commanded and told us to do. So friends, have a great day and thank you for joining the Word for Life.
We hope you enjoyed today's program. If you have a question we can answer or would like information on the Word for Life, would like to donate to help continue to produce this broadcast, or need resources for your Christian walk, contact us at Brookside Baptist Church, 4470 North Pilgrim Road, Brookfield, Wisconsin, 53005. You can also visit us at brooksidebc.org. That's brooksidebc.org. Or call us at 262-783-6180. That's 262-783-6180. Thanks for listening today, and please tune in again as we bring the Word of God to your life.